Well, Ray Dinger, floor is yours.
Okay. my contract with WIP is up at the end of May, and I've decided that will be it for me. I'm retiring. Sunday, May 29th will be my final show. All these years, my family has lived their lives around my schedule. Now I can build my life around theirs. I have a wonderful wife, two accomplished adult children, and four beautiful grandchildren. I'm ready to transition from being Ray Diddy to Grandpop. Next fall, instead of charting plays at Lincoln Financial Field, I'll be at Gwinnett Mercy University watching girls field hockey and cheering on my granddaughter, Haley. I look forward to summer walks through Center City with my wife, Maria, and our bulldog, Arlo. I look forward to our grandson's music recitals, leisurely strolls through Rittenhouse Square and Reading Terminal Market, and a weekly senior citizens matinee at the Ritz Five. I now can work my way through all the novels that I've set aside with a mental note that I'll get to it someday. Well, someday is finally here. I'm retiring from WIP Radio and also from my TV work at NBC Sports Philadelphia. I've truly enjoyed working at both places. I love the people I worked with, and I'm proud of what we built, but I feel it's time to go. I'm healthy, I'm happy, but I'm also 75 years old. It's time. Really, it's that simple. I'm not being pushed out the door. I'm leaving on my own, but it isn't easy. I love my life. I grew up wanting to be a writer and wanting to be involved in sports, and I've seen it all come true. I saw all four professional teams win championships. I've ridden in their parades, and I've bathed in their confetti. It was great, but even great things run their course, and I've run mine. We still have a month to talk about the Sixers and the Phillies and, of course, the Eagles, and that's what I'll miss the most, the give and take with you, the listeners, sharing that passion, tackling all sorts of issues with this guy, my partner Glenn McNeil, laughing at our stupid football bets and all the other stuff we kicked around for the last 20 years. And don't worry, Glenn is staying on, so you'll get your weekly update on what's new on Netflix and Hulu. Chances are it will be a British cop show, and Glenn will love it. I just want all of you to know how much I appreciate your friendship and support. It means more to me than words can ever express. So thank you all, and let's have fun with the time that we have left.
Well, Ray, that was beautiful. I've known about this announcement for a while, obviously. I've seen this day coming, and I have not looked forward to it at all. You and I have done this show together for 20 years, first just on Saturday and then on both days of the weekend, that plus years and years of Eagles pregame shows. I mean, I figure in all, we have probably done about 2,500 shows together, my friend.
Seems about right.
2,500 shows. We wrote a book together. We wrote 150,000 words on sports movies, and that was a hell of a project. And other than my wife, there is no one who I've spent more time around, more time talking to, on or off the air in the last two decades. And I don't think that there has ever been a single show with you that I didn't enjoy. Not a single hour that wasn't fun. You know, getting up for work on a Saturday or a Sunday morning when the rest of the world is sleeping in or going out for brunch, I never once felt like I would rather be doing something else than driving into work for those 3 hours with Ray Dinger. And I do want to say, Ray, that having my name associated with yours has been an honor. People meet me or people learn my name and they go, oh, McNeil and Dinger. Oh, Ray and Glenn. And they'll ask me how you're doing or they'll tell me to pass on my best wishes to you. And just the reflected glory that I've gotten being your partner all these years has been tremendous. It's been really special for me. And during that time, you and I formed a friendship that has been equally special to me. We talk on and off the air about our lives and our families and our hopes. And you and your wife, Maria, came to my son's wedding. We've shared life's important times together. And I think, and I like to believe, Ray, that we created a special radio show. And that's not to criticize how anybody else does it, because I respect the hell out of everybody at this station and how they do it. I always have. But I'm really proud that we created kind of our own brand and our own style. And Tell Us Your Story is something that we came up with together. And what we're watching and the food hunts and all the movie stuff and all of those things that may not even be sports, but ended up being the features that listeners would stop and ask me about when they encounter me in public.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really proud of what this show has been over the years. I couldn't imagine that I would have so much fun doing it and that people would enjoy it. And the part that's most special to me, and the part that people ask me about the most, is just our conversations. We take fewer calls than other shows, and we spend more time just kind of yammering between the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if that's because we think it's brilliant programming or just we decided that two good friends having a three-hour conversation was what we wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
We've never been at a loss of topics to discuss between the two of us, and it seemed like the audience came to enjoy that. I knew you, Ray, before we got paired up. But like most people, I mostly knew you as Ray Dinger, the football encyclopedia. I like that, Ray. I respect that, Ray. I enjoy that, Ray. But I also came to know the fun Ray, the warm Ray, the silly Ray, the curmudgeon Ray, Roy.
Mm-hmm.
That might be my favorite Ray.
Yeah, people really liked Roy.
Yeah, I don't get Roy a whole hell of a lot, but Roy is a lot of fun, too. I enjoy working with the last man on Earth who doesn't own a cell phone. I enjoy the Ray who takes a suitcase full of books on a cruise instead of, like, packing a Kindle. I like that. The iconoclast Ray is one of my favorite Rays. The Ray who doesn't wear shorts. The Ray who likes a burger and a ball game but has not accepted my offer of a beer in 25 years. You can tell a joke really well. You can quote every line in Caddyshack.
I can.
And you do a better imitation of our dear departed friend Big Daddy Graham than anybody, including Joe Conklin. And you're a good guy. And maybe that's where I'll leave it for now. You're a good guy, and the last 20 years with you has been nothing but pleasure for me, and I will cherish these last few shows as we do them together. As you said, you're going to be working until the end of the month. I know you're taking one day off next weekend.
Right.
But I'm counting, Ray, and after today, we have 5 shows together, and I am going to cherish every one of those.
Well, yeah, let's make the most of them. I intend to. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for the kind words. And, you know, 20 years is a long partnership in anything, but particularly in radio. And we made it work, and I'm really, really proud of that. And what you said at the outset is so true for me. I always, on Saturday and Sunday mornings, I'd get up, and I always look forward to coming to, people would call it work. To me, it was just spending time with a good friend. And it was, it's really been a blast. It really has been. Thanks.
Yep. We better still get together when you're done here, you know.
Oh, I think we will.
We better.
I think we will.
I mean, the part that I'm going to miss is Saturday and Sunday, but it's just talking to you during the week.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. I know a couple people want to check in on this, so let's give them the opportunity. Rocco, longtime friend of WIP.
Yes, guys. Rocco from the 33. You know, this is like one of those moments. I'm sitting on hold. I'm listening, and I'm like, can I even try to match the words necessary for this moment? I mean, Glenn, we know a lot of people. And in my lifetime, there are certain people that stand out to have what is called the it factor. That no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the situation, has always said and done the right thing. Ray, that's you. You're golden. And no matter... You know, before a game, when I would see you out and about, you always took the time to say hello and how are things. And, you know, we could have a conversation about anything. And I consider you a friend. I hope that the feeling is mutual.
It is, for sure.
And that you continue to be around. I mean, we're not ready to let you go. I'm just going to tell you. we're not ready to let you go, so don't even think about that. But I feel like I'm going to lose a part of my intelligence now, especially when it comes to football, because I used to depend on your analogies and your analysis and, you know, player decisions to base my opinion. So now it's like, well, my God, I really have to work at it.
Rocco.
I mean, I have it ready.
Rocco, that's a great point, man. Thank you. You know what? We all just got a whole lot dumber. We did. Me especially, man. I lean on you for this stuff. Ray, there's somebody who wants to say hi to you, and I hope it's one of your favorite callers, because it's my favorite. It's my dad, Marv. Dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hi.
Hi, you're on, Dad.
How you doing,
Ray.
Marv?
Big news. I want to thank you for many years of good listening, for what I think is a fun and intelligent way of presenting sports and also popular culture, and most of all for being a good friend to my little boy. He's a lucky guy, and maybe he knows how to pick them. I don't know. Certainly his long marriage to Judy attests to that.
It certainly would.
Yeah, and I wish you well. You're a bright guy with many interests, and I know your retirement is going to be an opportunity for you to explore those interests. So God bless and good luck, and a happy Mother's Day to Maria.
Well, Marv, I hope that I can do as well in retirement as you have done in yours. I know how much you have devoted your time to your family, how much you love it, and how great your retirement has been. If anything, you're a role model for me at this point in my life. So I may be calling you up for some tips.
Okay, Ray, anytime.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Dad, I'll see you. We're having lunch at 1:30.
Okay, very
all right,
good.
I'll see you then. All right, love you, Dad.
You bet.
All right,
love
bye.
You.
There
thank you,
go.
You Marv.
Ray, he's your biggest fan.
What a guy. I really meant what I said. I mean, your father is, I mean, he is the happiest retired guy I think I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And it really is because he's really got the time now to devote to his family. And he just loves every day. And,
he does. He's
and,
very positive.
And,
guy,
and enjoys it to the max. That's yep. what I'm going to try to do.
Yeah, good. Yeah, he has enjoyed himself. There's no question about it. I guess you want to take a couple more phone calls, Ray?
Sure.
Okay. I think people want to really wish you well. And obviously, this is big news for all of our listenership. You started here when WIP went sports?
Yeah.
Which is, I think, even before I started when Angelo and Al kind of conceived the morning sports page, where we would do an hour in the morning, which was 89?
I think earlier than that.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So what were you doing at the beginning?
I would just, you know, Brookie was on, and I would come on and do a little bit with Brookie. I wasn't part of any particular show. They would just call me up, or Tom would just call me up and say, hey, you want to come in tomorrow and talk a little football? And I'd say, fine. But I mean, you remember what it was like back in those days. It was mm-hmm. pretty. It was a pretty freewheeling kind of radio that was going on here. But I was part of it right from the start, just like you were.
Yeah, yeah. Well, how about that?
I never thought we'd still be doing
no,
it.
No,
I never thought we'd still be sitting here doing it in 2022.
When I came over and I left the Inquirer, so I came full time
right
in December '93, and when I did that, I remember saying to my wife, I don't know if this thing is going to work. If we can get 5 years out of it, I think that'll be like the break-even point. It will have been a good decision.
Right.
I made it.
I'd say.
So that was 28 years ago. Wow, look who wants to talk. Ava Graham wants to say hi.
Hey, Ray.
Hello, Ava. How are you?
Oh, man. I'm actually a little sad, but incredibly happy for you and your decision to spend more time with your family, and you are just an incredible person, right? And I am so fortunate that I have been able to work with you and just be around you And that goes for you too, Glenn. You and Ray had really been there for my family and my dad when he had become paralyzed and then later passed away. Ray, every time I saw you, you asked how he was doing. You asked about my mom. You asked about my family. You are just such a great person. When you would open for my dad's shows, which he did occasionally, and he didn't love doing, you would, you know, do some comedy. And like Glenn said, you do a great, my dad, Big Daddy Graham, you do a great impression. And it was, you were funny, but you would take that money that they would pay you, Joe and my dad, whatever it was, how much it was, I don't know. But you still, you would donate it to dogs. But you loved your love for dogs and bulldogs.
Right.
And I loved that. And when we had that fundraiser for my dad, somebody had asked, and you had told me, and you could probably help me out with this story a little bit, somebody had wanted your notes, your Super Bowl notes, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
They wanted to buy them off you. And you said, I'm not going to give a number, but whatever you want to buy them off, you donate it back to my dad so my family, we could raise money for the van that he didn't get to use too long, but he did eventually get. I am just obviously I'm overwhelmed with emotion right now, but just because you're just the greatest guy, right?
Well, thanks, Ava. And you know, I mean, you know how special your dad was to me, and your mom and your whole family. I mean, it's you felt like family to me. And I mean, I never would have gone on a stage and tried to do comedy if anybody else had asked me. I would only have done it for your father, and he was and he saw me through all those nights. So I'll never forget that. That's for sure.
Well, right. Congratulations to an incredible career and sharing all of your sports knowledge, but to me, that's second to what a great person you are. You're a great person, and I hope that you frolic throughout Philadelphia with your wife. You do everything that you could possibly imagine that you want to do in your retirement, because you deserve every single second of it.
Thanks, Ava. And appreciate that.
Congratulations. And Glenn, you know how much I love you, and I love just hearing your dad too. So
thanks, Ava. Love you, Ava.
Thanks, Ava. Love you, dear.
And you guys, you have a great rest of your day. I'm sure you're going to be overwhelmed with calls, so I'm honored that you took mine.
You bet.
And congratulations.
Right. Thanks, Ava. Thank you.
Have a great rest of your day. All right.
Thank you.
What a sweetheart she is.
She is really special.
I love her. She's just a delight. Another person who you may recognize is checking in. This would be your son, who, by the way, was always a highlight when you and I did the shows down at the Phillies games, and David would kind of wander into our broadcast booth and kill a good half hour with
mm-hmm. us. Yes, he would.
And that booth isn't the same without you.
I know. Rumor has it that I may be getting back there at some point this year, which I'm hoping to, but alas, without my partner.
Yeah, it kind of stinks going past there on a Sunday morning, and it's, you know, the lights turned out and the TV's not on and you guys aren't sitting in there. But yeah, I'll still come in and bother you.
Yeah, I'm in. That works. I'll work with any Dittinger.
Nobody wants to hear what I have to say. I mean, that apple fell way off the tree.
Yeah,
this is the
far more cynical Dittinger.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Oh, this isn't a Sixers call? I was listening in the Phillies radio booth. I knew the announcement was coming, and my dad had told my wife and I on our way up to Gwinnett Mercy for a hockey game this year back in October that this was probably going to happen. And I, of course, tried to talk him out of it. And but to think about what this guy has done in his career and to be in the stadiums when these teams won championships, when he was there as a fan, when the Phillies won in 08, and I was working, and then obviously people know what happened when the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Wow, I mean, what a career you've had, Pop, and all of us are so proud of you.
Well, thanks, Dave. That Super Bowl 52, that moment in the postgame show with you and I, totally unrehearsed.
You think?
And unwanted.
Totally unrehearsed, right. and at the time, totally unwanted.
Oh, I'm not a fan anymore. I'm a professional broadcaster.
I know.
But hey, I still hear about it. In fact, a guy just stopped me on the street the other day and talked about it. So, hey, if I'm going to remember for anything, remember me for that, okay? If I'm going to remember for anything, remember me for that night and that moment. That's fine with me.
Yeah, but I just wanted to call. I know we're getting ready to do the game here, and I knew it was coming, and I did not know it was coming until I saw Glenn's post today. So I made sure I was sitting down, heard it, and now I finally believe it, and I'm proud of you.
Well, thanks, Dave. Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, Dave. Always a pleasure. I'll see you down at the ballpark.
You got it, Glenn. I'll stop in and see you, buddy.
You got it.
Love you, man.
Yeah. Your kids are terrific. I know Dave. Well, I know your son more than I know your daughter, clearly, because I see him more often. But they're just great, and you've got the four grandkids now. Mm-hmm. And you are really lucky because they all live local.
Right.
And as we come out of COVID, you can be that guy sitting in the end zone, right, with the bag of peanuts,
mm-hmm.
brushing the husks off your lap.
Yeah.
Cheering. See, but you won't. I was going to say cheering a little too loudly for your grandchild, but you won't do that. You'll be the quiet one back there.
I will. No heckling. No booing.
Right.
No getting on the officials.
No. That's not.
I don't think I'll do that. One thing, I don't know the rules of field hockey all that well, so I can't holler anything at the coaches because they know far more than I do.
Are the little ones getting in anything yet?
Not yet. They're more into music at this point. Although I had a very spirited catch with a football with George, my grandson, last week. So
how old is George?
George is 9.
That's nice.
And he's
he's got that Dinger arm.
He can sling it. He's left-handed though.
Yeah. Okay. I got one of those.
Yeah. There you go. So maybe we might have something going there.
There you go.
We'll see over time.
I could see you taking out your old baseball glove. I mean, that part. Oh, I'm thinking where you used to live. You don't live there anymore. You have to find a park near his house.
Yeah, we will.
And throw one around.
Oh, there's
that's a day well spent. Go out for ice cream afterward.
There's lots of grass out in Drexel Hill. We can find some.
Mm-hmm. Nice. All right, let me get another call or two in here, and then I'll let you get out of here for the day and go celebrate it with your wife, Sunny, in Center Hill. You're on with Glenn and Ray.
Yeah, Ray. I'm a little speechless. I was just doing chores, getting ready to see my mother, and you don't know me. You never met me, but you're a figure in my life and in our lives in Philly, and I will miss you tremendously. I just caught myself with tears streaming down my face as I was getting ready to go see my mom. And again, you don't know me from any other person walking around running Terminal. I hope I do run into you because I live near there.
Chances are pretty good, Sonny. Chances are pretty good you'll see me there.
I'll be sure to stop you, and hopefully I'll be able to express myself better than now. I feel the culmination of emotions from everyone who spoke so far, and I want to just reflect you're just the gentleman that you are, and the way that you went about that announcement speaks to the man that you are. And I'm calling you from a flip phone. You're a man of my heart, and I'm not into all the social media and the new ways of communication. I listen to my vinyl records and my radio, and I'm just gonna miss you so much,
Sonny. I
appreciate that.
Thank you, Sonny.
I appreciate that. Hey, listen, if you live in Center City, we don't live that far apart. If you see me someday, come up and say hi.
Ray, I got a note here that says it's from my friend Bruce. He said there's apparently a panic that office supply stores are going out of business because you're not going to be buying yellow legal pads anymore.
Oh, I will.
No, wait, hold on. So now, you get to watch a football game.
Right.
Right? This coming season, the Eagles are going to play. You're not reporting for anybody.
Nope.
You don't have to be in the radio the next day.
Nope.
No post-game TV show.
Nope.
Ray watches football. You don't have to have a colored pen in your hand and a yellow legal pad in the other. You don't have to.
Yeah, I do. It's been such a big part of it's how I watch football now. I guarantee you, Maria will take a photograph of me watching an Eagles game this year, and it won't look any different. It won't look any different than it did any other year, except I won't be as well dressed.
I'll post it. Yeah,
but I to watch an Eagles game now, I wouldn't know how to watch it if I wasn't taking notes. I mean, it's just part of watching the game to me now.
We have just a couple minutes to go, and again, you and I are going to be working together for the next few weeks. You are bowing out at the end of the month. I know you're taking off next Sunday, but by my count, we have 5 shows left to do. It's not nearly enough, but when and what made you come to this decision?
I just felt, how many athletes have I heard say this, and I never really understood it until it applied to me. It's just time. It's just time. I mean, I'm 75, and Glenn, I don't know. I just feel it's a young man's game now, and I feel that in many ways, I don't like to say that the game has passed me by, but the reality is it probably has to some extent, and I just think it's time. I just think it's time to sort of step aside and let all the young guys that are behind us have their chance. You know, I've been sitting in this chair for 53 years, either writing or doing TV or radio. And, you know, my family has really, they made a lot of sacrifices for me. And I've missed too many birthdays and too many events because I had to be at a game or I had to be at a press conference. And now it's time for me to make time for them. And so it just feels like this is the time. I mean, if my contract wasn't running up at the end of this month, could I have gone on for another? I probably could have, but there didn't seem to be much point. The timing just seemed right for me. So I mean, I think it's the right decision, but it was by no means an easy decision, but I'm comfortable with it.
Travel going to be part of this?
Yeah, very much, because my wife loves to travel. And we haven't traveled nearly enough. I haven't taken a vacation in 5 years.
Yeah.
I mean, with the combination of writing the 2 books, Eagles Encyclopedia and Finnish Business, and then the play, which has taken up a big part of my life now, I literally have not taken a vacation in 5 years. And that's just not fair to her. So it's really time to really sort of step back and let my family show the way.
So stepping back means you're not going to be doing radio, obviously. It means you're not going to be doing TV, the pre and post. No more writing plans in the mix. But the play going to live on.
The play lives on, and that for sure. We're going to be, we already know that we're going to the Hershey Theater in August, which really excites me because we're actually bringing the Tommy and Me story back to where it all started, where I first met Tommy McDonald in 1957. Now we're actually going to go back and perform the play right there in Hershey, Pennsylvania. So that'll be in August. And I hope that all the folks that have supported Tommy and Me and seen it in media and seen it as recently as last month in Bucks County, come out to Hershey. We'll be there doing the play with the same cast and the same story all over again. So I'll see you. If I don't see you before, maybe I'll see you in Hershey come August.
All right. Well, you'll see me before that.
And I am going to be here. Well, you and I are going to continue doing radio.
Yes.
Through the end of the month.
Yes. This is not our final show, but this is kind of the signal that they are. We are now starting the clock toward those last few shows. And I said what I meant at the top of this hour, which is it has been a pleasure for me to have the opportunity to spend this time with you, and I've never considered it work.
Nor I.
It's always been fun. As far as what's going to happen, I'm still working. I have a contract through the end of the year. We'll consider what happens after that. And nobody replaces Ray, but we're looking at some other possibilities of people who will sit in that seat. Hey, pal. I'll see you next Saturday.
Yep.
All right. Have a great one.
Okay, you too, Glenn. Thanks.
All right. Pregame coming up. Dan Wilson produced. Don't go anywhere.